What's up, imaginary friends? Welcome back to the IF podcast. We are so happy to have you here. Today we are going to talk about Claudia Ochsre's 2023 special called Lean In. It is available to stream on Amazon Prime, and I believe it may be available a few other places. Claudia also has a award-winning podcast with her sister Jackie called The Toast. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere podcasts can be found. Before we get into the fun, though, what is up, G? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yo, I am good. I'm especially good because I did a little audit on my nightstand drawer last night, and I may or may not have found a bonus Pharmacia pill, so...
Anyway. Well, I guess, like, you know, we're here, we're caffeinated, some of us are well-rested, so...
Okay, shots fired, so how's your team? Let's just get into it.
All right, well, today, team captain is you. I'd just like to say, you know, I slept in once, so we're even now.
Yeah, that's fair. Today was supposed to be a kind of a hectic day for us. We are doing a doubleheader because, again, not to make everything about me, just like Claudia, but I am running the, or part running, I am participating in the Two Bears 5K next week in LA. And so we have a bunch of content to get done before that. We wanted to cover Claudia's special, so we're actually recording two episodes today. So I told G last night, like, yo, let's start at 8 a.m. And then I was like, nah, we'll start at 9 a.m. And which means I had to tell myself 8:30. And she goes, okay, so I'll talk to you at 11. Which, you know, it did kind of hit me a little bit.
But then, like, let's look at the time, so...
Yeah, I think self-reflection is important. It's 10:45 right now. I do want you guys to know that I was actually ready at 10:01, and we did start at 10:01, but we had some audio issues because we are testing new mics.
I just love it. I think the best part about us is no matter what goes on, we're pretty much on the same page, and it's pretty easygoing. I've never been like, uh-oh, Emily's mad at me. I'm like, all right, we're just rolling with the punches today.
Yeah, and I do think that there is just a level of I need to just accept recording at 9 a.m. is not attainable right now for me, and I need to just be a little bit more honest with myself. Because the thing is, I'm going to be late to my own funeral, and that's who I am as a person.
Just, yeah, and once you just learn to accept that, then it's fine.
Yeah, it is what it is. So my team is also me. I did something that's pretty, well, it's honestly a little epic, and it's also very embarrassing. I sent an email yesterday because, as I said, I'm flying to LA, and of course, we have this podcast, which we're pretty stoked about, and some other people are excited about it, and so... I was listening to another podcaster, and she's also a young new comedian, Grace O'Malley, shout out. I was listening to her on Breon Cut. I discovered her on Whitney Cummings' podcast. She's hilarious. And so I was hoping that she would become the 5K. I had already DM'd her. She did not respond. That's fair. She's a little bit of a bigger deal than me. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to shoot her an email. She mentioned that she did not have someone to attend her LA events with for Netflix is a joke. I, too, do not have anyone to attend with because Grace, my other half, my Grace, is busy. And so, and her other half, Brie, is busy. And I thought, this is perfect. This is, we could be, you know, a friendship match made in heaven, which is fine. But what's not fine is the email I sent.
I mean, I think it was epic.
It's something. I can only imagine her reading it and either thinking I'm a complete psycho, which I think I also say in it, like, hey, I'm not a crazy person.
Which, like, only real crazy people say that, which I love.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes it worse or better, but I also say the word fuck 3 times.
I was living for the fucks. That was awesome.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, something came over me, and I thought, if you don't know who Grace O'Malley is, you guys should go follow her. She's really, really funny, and I can't wait till we get to go see her live and cover her. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I genuinely, Grace O'Malley, if you happen to hear this, I am not a lunatic and I would love to hang. But I apologize for the email I sent you. And I realized as soon as I sent it that I was then on my own team. I am now my team captain. It's really embarrassing. I'm Grace's team captain. I'm not going to read you guys the email right now because it's a little too soon and it stings a little too much. And also, just on the off chance that she replies, you know? But I will tell you this, if she doesn't reply, or maybe if she does, I will eventually read it to you. So
Either
that's.
that or I'll just go on my secret Instagram and read all of the
Yeah,
all
the.
of the emails we've ever gotten from Emily over the years.
Okay, well, that is you. I will see you in court, honestly. I was underage during some of those emails. So. You will not do that. And I would not appreciate that. But anyway.
I just
So.
live for the unhinged Emily content that I get on a pretty much daily basis. It's so good, and it's just my favorite part of the day. Sometimes I'll be at work and I'll get on my phone and there's like 50 new messages, and I'm like, all right, what are we getting into?
You're like, oh God, what's wrong with her today? Yeah, you know, listen, I need more friends, which
I
is
do
why I
you though?
emailed Grace O'Malley.
I feel like your friends do a pretty good job. I'm just saying.
I mean, you do an excellent job. I
Oh yeah, I
can't
guess
speak
we
for
can't
everyone else.
speak for the
No,
entire
actually,
group.
I will say, and I almost posted on my Instagram story, and maybe I will today, but I try not to get too sentimental just because it's a little embarrassing. It's not really true to who I am, but I do want to shout out that I am very lucky to have the best friends, and they are super supportive. My other friend, who is also Grace's friend, Hannah, she's gonna come to the 5K with me. She's literally bringing her baby. It's crazy. I don't even know, but she emailed them. They said that was okay. Seems wild to me, but you know what? We're doing it. Yeah, so to anyone who's been supporting and to the friends who are showing up, we really appreciate it. And I love you guys, and I'm super lucky to have you. And I'm probably going to cut that out.
No sentimental moments.
Are you ready? Oh, I wanted to say, okay, quick disclaimer. Before we get into Claudia's special, Lean In, as I mentioned, she has a podcast. It's called The Toast. If you listen to it, you are called a toaster. One of the two of us is a toaster. I'm not going to tell you who. You can probably, we'll figure it out fairly quickly.
If you haven't already.
That should be funny. So, G, are you ready to get into Claudia?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Are you ready to lean in?
I'm more ready to lie down.
That's a good Ali Wong throwback there.
But yes, I am very ready. Let's get into it.
All right, let's fucking get into it. Claudia does have an intro. It's not super long. It's her watching herself and eating snacks. For me, the issue with the intro is the chewing, among other things. I don't love the intro, but also in general, I hate intros. So that's always going to be a negative for me for the most part.
Yeah, I was just gonna say you're a little biased no matter what the intro is because we all know that you do not like them, which is fair because you can't really do a good intro. There's not a good intro. A good intro is no intro.
Let's get into the special. First and foremost, she talks about being depressed formally, which very much surprised me. I'm glad that she briefly kind of touches on this. This is not something that I've ever heard her discuss, and so I was a little taken aback by it. But I think it's really important to openly discuss mental health. So it was a good way to start. That allows her to segue into going to the doctor. I think no matter what, going to the doctor is just not fun. And
No.
yeah, it's not fun. So she talks a little about that. Then we segue to Claudia gets into the pandemic and the kind of cancel culture that happened around the pandemic, how the pandemic was sort of like cancel culture central. This is really interesting because I think it's true. I even remember telling G and our other friend that I went back and saw some like comments that I had left or some things that I had posted during 2020. And they were so unlike me. And I think it's just because we were all trapped in our houses. Like it really brought the worst out in all of us.
Yeah, I don't know, when she was talking about the pandemic, it brought me back to that time and I didn't feel any sad. I felt just so warm and fuzzy. Like, I don't know about you, but it was the best of times and it was the worst of times, you know?
Well, we had a lot of fun. We also reconnected. So
Yeah.
Grace and I have been friends, as you, if you know, because you listen to this podcast, we've basically been lifelong friends. Our mothers actually knew each other, you know, when we were babies and stuff. And then we reconnected in, I don't know, early middle school. So we've been friends forever. But that being said, as adults, you know, you go through times where you kind of separate. And the pandemic, because we were all of a sudden stuck at home, we really reconnected. It's when we got like our group chat going, which, as she mentioned earlier, I am kind of a perpetrator in the group chat. I should probably have my group chat privileges taken away, but they
Or
were
just have
never.
your own little, well, you
Okay,
know, you could
well,
just
it's
blog
called the
about
notes
it.
section, and I do have one, and I do write in the notes section. So,
It was a pivotal time in our friendship because we all did reconnect and we talked daily and not
yeah.
just like texting. We called each other, three-way called each other daily, and it was amazing.
It was fun, and we would send each other different little things, and we would Amazon each other stuff or send each other stuff from Target, like little prezzies. And I know, you know, obviously we're well aware that there were serious consequences. I feel really bad for anyone who had a personal situation, you know, lost somebody, et cetera. That goes without saying. But for us, it really brought us back together, our friend group. It also, I think that connectivity allowed us to really sort of make it through as best we could.
Absolutely.
But that being said, I still had some unhinged behavior that, like, it wasn't
Yeah.
nothing bad. I mean, it wasn't troll level, but I went back and, like, saw a couple comments I left and I was like, you're being kind of a cunt. Like, what?
Don't be a cunt. Well, and I just think you were unhinged on that in that per or that like forum, I guess. But I was just unhinged in the street. Thinking back to my behavior, I was like, what were you even doing? Finding lost cats, wandering around barefoot? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you were talking to strangers, which made me so uncomfortable. You would just go on walks and talk to people like at a distance, at a safe distance, not
Yeah.
wearing shoes, just wandering from your house with a to-go beverage because, you know, let's all admit it, you were a little bit of an alcoholic during the pandemic.
Such an alcoholic. Well, and then we were talking about gaining weight during the pandemic, and I was like, I didn't gain weight. And you're like, yeah, because you didn't eat anything. You just had a liquid diet, which, to be fair, I did.
Yeah,
I ate
your only calories were from alcohol.
some. Oops. you know.
And then like a square of cheese. But yeah,
Dipped
so
in.
what she's talking about is Claudia references that she gained weight during the pandemic. And you know, she's like, yeah, I lost 50 pounds right before, and then it found me during the pandemic, which is relatable. I definitely gained weight during the pandemic just because it was like sitting at home eating so much mac and cheese and just I don't even know what I was doing. It was crazy. I was drinking a lot of White Claw too. That was when I got really into White Claw, which I don't fuck with anymore, but I did fuck with during the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with White Claw anymore either. Every once in a while I'll have one, but then when I do, I'm like, this is not that good, but maybe I overdid it.
So I don't drink any malt liquor drinks anymore. So anything that's a malt base, which is pretty much all hard seltzers, unless they're real and they're from a liquor store and they have actual vodka. I hate to break this to all of you, but most of them are not made with vodka. They're just made with malt, which is just a sugar base. And so
Well, and you
it
can
gives,
taste it too. And then it
yeah.
gives me like, what is it, the 40s, we used Old English or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So ghetto. Oh, yeah.
I could just taste it when I said that.
But hey, really quick, since we're talking about Claudia, shout out Spritz Society. Their brand is not malt based, it is wine based. So if you are a spritz girly, good for you. There you go.
That's good to know. See, I just drink the high noons, so
Yeah, the Nooners, which is, I like the Nooners too. I drink
love a
them.
good nooner.
I like a peach nooner.
Oh, me too, or the guava. But anyways, it's
Oh, the
neither here
guava.
nor
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. All right. So, Claudia, yeah, she's talking about cancel culture. And I love it because she's like, because she's obviously, well, if you don't know this, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this episode. But Claudia and her sister and their brand has been canceled, quote unquote, before. People have tried to cancel them multiple times for a multitude of reasons. If you don't know why, we are not going to get into that today. You can go do your own research on that. But so she says, obviously, she's not really pro cancel culture, except with the caveat of now she judges it based on who's getting canceled. And she brings up Vanessa Hudgens. And I will say this part, this was a strong start to me. I wasn't entirely sure, you know, after that intro and the doctor bit, where we were gonna go. But the Vanessa Hudgens is really funny. If you guys don't remember, what she's referencing is that during the pandemic, Vanessa Hudgens was one of the first people to get canceled. And the reason Vanessa Hudgens got canceled is because she was upset that Coachella was canceled. Because I guess that was her shining moment, you know, to put on her fucking flower crown. So, like an idiot, Vanessa got on Instagram Live. Grace, she went live. And
God.
what ensued was, honestly, now it's hilarious, but at the time it was so embarrassing. She was clearly drunk and she says something along the lines of like, yeah, I mean, I can't believe Coachella is canceled. You know, COVID is terrible and people dying is it's terrible but inevitable. Like as if it's like basically like she does not care. And she's pretty much insinuating so that they should just have Coachella anyway. And this was in the height of the pandemic. I mean, this was April. So it was, you know, the whole world is scared. And this is when celebrities were getting on and doing those annoying, you know, fucking singing about the world and unity. No offense, but that shit was really annoying.
I don't know anything about
You don't remember that?
that.
God, Grace, you really, Grace was, guys, when I tell you that she was on her own fucking level during the
I was
pandemic, she,
having the best time.
you were having the best time that was not a real time. It was
Hey, it
not
was
the
a real
time.
time for me, you know? I just had my
Yeah.
bunnies and my walks and my drink, and I was fine.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so that part I like because it's just, again reminds me of something very funny, and the Vanessa Hudgens of it all is hilarious. So, anyway, then she's like, we're going to talk about the reigning queen of being canceled. And she goes to let the audience say who it is. And someone yells, you. And I love it because she just goes, bitch. Which is so funny. Because, I mean, I could see why her audience would think she maybe is the reigning queen of being canceled. She's actually talking about Chrissy Teigen. And if you want to know the story there or the punchline there, you gotta watch, because we're not gonna go through every single thing. As you guys know, it's sort of you gotta watch it, and then we do our best to do a little recap. Then Claudia gets into how it's very hard to do stand-up, to put together an hour of stand-up, because she does a podcast every day. And so basically her audience already knows everything about her. And I will say that I actually want to give her a lot of props, because I also read her book, and I do think that it is probably extraordinarily difficult to not only tell stories in a stand-up special that your audience doesn't know, but to write a biography and tell stories that they don't know. So all in all, just a little shout out there. You know, given everything, I think Claudia, that is impressive, and that would be very challenging. Like, that's one of the problems with podcasts, and well, we'll just give it away now, but Grace doesn't really listen to podcasts, but a lot the big issue with a lot of them is people go on and they tell the same story on all the podcasts because you run out of material. I mean, how many stories do most people have?
Well, and the thing is that a lot of people don't live exciting lives.
No, and I don't think they've lived, stay in
I
their
don't think they've
hometown.
lived.
Yeah, I don't think they've lived. Did they stay in their hometown? And also with Claudia too, and I'm not saying obviously she lives a pretty exciting life, and she definitely, you know, she travels and she goes out and et cetera. But I will say that she was married at a very young age, and so I do think that there is an element too where she is going to have to work harder to get that kind of stand-up material, because she kind of missed out on a lot of traditional, typical 20s life. Like, a lot of my craziest stories and experiences are from that decade.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
When did she
so
get married?
I want to say like 22 or 24, pretty young. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, good. That's awesome for her. I can't even imagine getting married that young.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they just, you know, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
I don't
No,
know.
and I
They're
love
going
that.
strong. They've been married for a long time now.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I love, shout out Ben. I really like her husband. So that's little props to her there. Then Claudia, she talks about, this was very funny to me, but Claudia talks about how right before the pandemic, she was training for a marathon, which I am unclear if this was a joke or not. However, if it was not a joke, which I think it actually wasn't, it comes super full circle because, of course, she has been training for this 5K. And so, if you follow Claudia or listen to the toast, you're well aware that she's been training for the 5K. This is the same 5K that I'm going to. However, I have not been training. If anything, I've been doing the opposite of training. And I also suffered a sports injury, which I know you guys were all really worried. And I just want to update you that my knee is, in fact, fine. It does have a scab and a little scrapey scrape and a slight bruise, but we're going to make it. You know, I don't think it's career ending.
Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear that because I was actually worried. And by worried, I mean I totally forgot that you fell.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked. That was a traumatizing experience.
Hey, I was there for you in the moment.
You were. Hannah was worried. She's like, "Are you good? Are you gonna be there?" And I was like, "Girl, I'll be there even if I'm limping." And she was like, "Well, I really hope you won't be limping." I was like, "Well, I mean, yeah, me too. That would kind of suck."
Also, it might be a little bit funny.
It would be hilarious.
You're just like limping around trying to make it to the
I show up with crutches. Just
finish line. You just
random.
bring a wheelbarrow. You're actually just in the stroller with her baby and she's
Oh
pushing
my
you.
gosh, yeah, me and Nova, we can be in the stroller. We could get her one of those double strollers.
Like a
Yeah.
little burly stroller.
Yeah. Oh, I love that for me. That'd be cool.
Oh God.
No, I'm good to go though. So sadly, I think I'll be participating on
Oh.
all on my own sand stroller. But
That
yeah, that was funny. So what up, Claudia? We'll see you at the 5K. And also marathon, because that's intense. So then she jumps to monkeypox. And then this is the first time where we get a title drop. Apparently, you guys, that is what it's called when the title comes up in the film or special, etc. It's just called a fucking title drop. I was really disappointed. I thought it had a cool cinematic name. It doesn't. It's just title drop. So that's the first time we get the title drop there. She does it a few times. There's a reason for that. And I will say, I do think it's kind of funny. So if you know, you know. She says she's very happy to be back in New York because some of the other states are anti-Semitic. And then she says she's joking about that. I just want to say really quickly, speaking on anti-Semitism and cancel culture, first of all, we absolutely our allies and stand, and we are not anti-Semitic in any way. And I think people need to really just take a deep breath, because I've been seeing some wild comments on the internet lately. We're just a comedy podcast, but I just wanted to say, like, keep in mind, be kind. I don't know. I don't, is that
Yeah,
crazy to say, Jean?
humans are humans, and we should all treat them with a certain basic standard of respect. I think that that's fine. And like I said to you the other day, I don't ever hate people based on their background or ethnicity or religion or culture, any of that. I just don't like people when they're assholes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are anti-asshole. Yeah.
And then also, like, if you're an asshole, then just don't be an asshole anymore, and then we can be friends too.
Yeah. Rainbows and cakes and butterflies.
Yeah, and same sex.
So anyway, there's a couple things here. She does a little dig at John Mayer. That's pretty funny. She talks about how she doesn't fuck with LA. Because it's slow talkers who are self-righteous. I totally get that. I have a much more East Coast mentality, and sometimes you're like, get to the fucking point. And then we jump to the fat-friendly destinations. And this is where, in my opinion, the special starts to really get good in here. I love that. I love that she so firmly believed in that at one point, that she owns the domain name fat-friendly
I
destinations.
thought that was amazing.
Yeah, and because it's not a company yet, if you go to fatfriendlydestinations.com, it re I forget what that's called, but it sends you to claudiaoshrey.com. So that's pretty funny. And
I know, I love how she was like tech savvy, and I'm like, yeah.
that was a good moment. She's got I will say this to Claudia, she has a lot of pop culture. Like, she does a lot of pop culture references and just kind of like niche little funny quips that I like. It's different than other stand-up comedy, but it's those moments are good. Those little moments for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was, I think those moments were was when I had like a little chuckle, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and then so she again on this fat friendly destination, she's talking about when she goes to Europe. And I just want to say, if you have listened, you guys know how I feel about Europe. Europe is beautiful and amazing, and I plan to go back, but it's not, it's very, very different than America. And they don't approach, the culturally, just everything is different. Like I said, the AC, they
I
don't
was
believe in
gonna
air
say, they don't
conditioning.
approach AC the same. You in the group chat when you were in fucking London about the AC, I swear every single day you're like, it's a fucking hot box in here and I'm dying. And I was like, okay,
no, because you don't understand, because they make you walk everywhere. And so I really felt for Claudia here. I am not an overweight person. I can't even imagine being overweight, showing up in Europe, and they make you walk everywhere, and then there's no AC. So you're just sweating. And then you start having panic attacks, and then you have a panic attack on the London Eye and in Harrods department store. I mean, it's just not fun, you know? It's not a good time. Like, I'm sorry, but Harrods, I think you could shell out for some AC. I can't even, by the way, I can't even imagine what that store does in turnover and money when you, I mean, it's probably one of the wealthiest department stores in the world, I would hazard to guess. Turn on the AC. Okay.
I think I'm the only one in this friend group that doesn't mind being overly hot.
I just think that you would feel differently because it's overwhelming. You're in a foreign country, you're taking the little sub, the subway or whatever, the tube, I forget what they call it there, but you have to go like way, I'm talking deep down into the earth. I don't know, maybe you just don't have enough anxiety. But anyway, her whole thing is that they've got tiny towels. So she's like, where can I get a towel that's bigger than the size of a handkerchief? And that's pretty funny. That whole bit is good there. And I just love it because she's like, yeah, I get to Italy. Stunning architecture. but she talks about it, and there's a whole bit about the towel. And this part reminded me of Chelsea Handler, actually. Shout out. I think, I don't know if she was channeling her or not, but she was very much giving me Chelsea energy just with how she was talking about her Pikachu.
Yeah.
She does not say Pikachu. She says
no. But it would have been amazing if she did.
Well, I think it would have been too. That's like Chelsea's Handler's thing. So two on the nose there. That was all funny. And then she has a moment here where she talks about how if you're not using the facilities at a hotel, you should get a cheaper rate. And she makes a whole statement about how she's never using the gym, which again, if you follow Claudia and you're now on the new journey of hers, this was really funny to me because she does use the gym at the hotel. So Claudia, it's cool to see how far you've come. Proud of you, girl. But genuinely, I am. That's very cool. So she then refers to herself as mentally ill. This was a little confusing to me for a few reasons. She's doing it because she's talking about why, what she expects when she lands in LA. This part, we're not going to get into the whole story. All I'm going to say is, can we get one special where we don't have to talk about ass play? Is that possible?
I know.
I
just think people think it's funny. I was just testing it last night and I brought up something about, I think it was Bert. I brought something up to my boyfriend, and before I even finished saying what he was talking about, he's already laughing. And I was like, oh, so so people do find it funny. Like, it's just not like.
Yes. Yes.
We are the outliers in the situation.
We're the problem.
Yeah.
We are the problem.
Yeah.
But I think for me, though, too, and because of how I analyze these comedy specials, when you watch a lot of them, it's more that I don't want to be mean, but it's unoriginal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but fart jokes are fart jokes and ass jokes are, you know, like, they're just going to be funny to people till the end of time. So we're just going to have to hear them in all of these.
Yeah, but I want a really good story. Like, if you're gonna talk about it, there needs to be a story where you shit your pants, you know? Like, that, okay, that's pretty funny. But I want the whole story. Like, but speaking of that, she talks about Nobu Malibu. She does not say anything about pooping her pants there. But imagine, like, someone telling a story about shitting their pants at Nobu Malibu.
I would tune in.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're gonna jump past that. So Nobu Malibu, if you know it, you know it, whatever. Anyway, she talks about the tiny portions, extremely accurate. I personally find Nobu very, very overrated. It's just, it's not my favorite. And I don't even think they have the best crispy rice, even though someone, I think, said they invented it, but they could do better. I will probably now be on a list where I can never go there. So anyway, and then we jump quickly, you know, not quickly. She does a long segment about children and motherhood and not being ready. And she basically says, we considered it during the pandemic and I'd rather die than have a baby, which is so relatable to me right now. Just that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I get like the warm and fuzzies about babies sometimes, but then I think about, like she said, they get up in the morning, parents. And well, then they don't get back in bed until the evening, like nighttime. And I'm like, okay, so I was laying in bed watching this special and thinking I would be awake. I would be up and doing stuff with a child right now. No, thank you. I want to be lying down.
Right. And yeah, she's like, when would I scroll TikTok? And that's just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess people say we're a very selfish generation. Maybe we are. I don't know. Anyway, but that bit is, it is funny. We're going to kind of move past it there, just for time's sake. She has a really funny bit here, which is Osama bin Laden versus Leah Michelle. That is great. Love that moment. So definitely that ties into the kids thing. I'm not going to go through it, but you should listen to that. That's a good moment there. She, and again, like I said earlier, she has a lot of really good cultural references, which do impress me. Claudia, shout out, you kind of remind me of myself in that you are clearly a bit of a Snapple. You just have these on hand. And that is actually a skill, you guys, to be able to quote things like that. And I know that the specials are practiced and rehearsed and edited. I'm not a moron, but I've seen her do it on the podcast as well. So it's funny. I like the cultural references. There were a couple of them, though, that she didn't give credit. There was one where she does an exact line from Friends, and she didn't say anything, and I was waiting for her to say, oh, that was from Friends, which that was way earlier in the special. But anyway, so just a little note there. I guess she assumes her audience knows. I don't know. Then we get into truly the best part of the entire special, and that is when that's the end part. The whole end of the special is, up until this point, I wasn't completely sold on it. I've watched her first special as well. I do think she's funny. I think she's hilarious on her podcast, but I think she needs a little more practice in general as a comedian, because it takes a long time to be a great comedian. However, the end of her special, for me, really sold it. And it starts with a story about her doing mushrooms. And it's not just because I was gonna say it's not just because Grace and I love drugs, but yeah, I'll pass it over to you, to Grace.
Well, no, I was just thinking because she talks about how no one tells her how bad mushrooms taste, and literally, no one told me because I didn't even try mushrooms until I was like 28, I think. Which is, you would think, in my entire life, I would have tried mushrooms. Did not. So I get some. I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to microdose, because I've heard that word before. So what does that mean? I don't know. So I'm just going to try little bits at a time and see what happens. So I start eating little bits, and then I walk downtown, and I'm hanging out at a bar, and all of a sudden, everything is just so funny. I wasn't seeing anything. I wasn't whatever doing anything crazy. I was just laughing, genuinely laughing at the smallest things, and I was having the best time. So I was like, okay, so now I get what this is coming from. Like, I get why people do this. But let me tell you, when I first started chewing on that mushroom, I was like, what kind of death dirt is this shit?
Yeah, it they don't taste good, and I think that's why now it's especially on the West Coast, it's really popular. You can get the chocolate bars, and you can get them even just in little like capsules, like a
Capsule.
capsule form. Yeah, and it's I like that first of all because it's measured, so you know what you're doing. And it's just yeah, it's fun. I love it, and the whole story. I want you guys to go listen. You know we do this to you. I ideally you've already watched the special when you listen to the episode, but definitely had me. I was like, okay, this is good. Even if you've never done mushrooms, it's good. But she talks about one point how they all go outside and they're staring at the moon. And she's like, yeah, it was a strawberry moon, or so we think. You know? And they were staring at it for 7 hours. And I just want to say the first time that I ever did mushrooms, we went to the coast and we laid on the beach and we stared at the moon for probably 7 hours. And although for us it was blue, it was like radiating blue. And it was truly, yeah, I just, it, you can't, you got to experience it. And I mean, disclaimer, like I'm not telling anyone to go do drugs, but yeah, that made me laugh because I'm like, God, that's weird. It's universal shroom experience
Go
there.
stare at the
Yeah, just stare at the moon. I mean, and also I will tell you guys this, that ever since I did that, a lot of time when I look at the moon, I can still see that blue ring around it, which I don't know what that says, but yeah, we're fine. We're fine. One of her friends tells her who she, oh, I figured out who you look like, and it's when they're all on drugs. And that part's just really, really fucking
I did. I
hilarious.
laughed a little bit out loud at that part.
Yeah, that part was really good. She does it so well. And again, just cultural references, movie references. Claudia really kills it at that. And then the ending, she wrapped it up super strong. She says, being a drug addict isn't the only bad choice that I've decided to make. She vapes. And so she tells a whole story about being on a plane and trying to decide if she should vape or not because she's jonesing pretty hard. So she goes, I paid $29 for the Wi-Fi just so I could go on a Reddit thread and read about the consequences. And it's between $500 fine and $2,500 fine. And also, the alarms in the bathroom are silent, which I thought was really interesting. I didn't know that, so that was a fun fact.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, oh, well.
Yeah, good to know. Good to know. Not that I was gonna, I don't vape, and I wouldn't vape on a plane. She also didn't know fully about the FAA, which made me laugh because if you've heard earlier episodes, you know that I go out of my way to not get in trouble with either the FAA or TSA. And so does Grace. That's why some of our stories are alleged. Because they take those fines pretty seriously. So yeah, if you want to know what Claudia decided, you should go listen. And I think on that note, that pretty much wraps up her special. Yeah. So that being said, G, what are we rating this bad boy?
As an overall, I would probably give it a 1.5.
Okay.
The ending, I would give about a 2.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say overall, I'm gonna give her a 2. And the ending, I probably would have given a 3 too. So, but she's gonna get a 2 from me. And just to clarify, you guys, this is we do one out of three microphones. So, one is kind of three is a perfect special. And then if it's like the best special ever, they get the golden microphone, which we hardly ever dole out because, it's special. So two is fair, 1.5 is fair. As I said, I mean, look, Claudia is she's very funny, she's very talented. I just think that she needs a little more work. I don't know if she had been on tour with this material as long as the other special. I actually think that while the end of this special is probably stronger than the first special, the first special in some ways was maybe a little better. I don't know It's hard for me to say,
Yeah, I
honestly.
need to go watch the first special too, because I want to compare them.
Yeah, I think the first one is called, I know it was the Dirty Jeans Tour, and I'm trying to remember. I think it's called Disgraced Queen. Yeah.
It's something like that. Yeah, because I saw it on
Yes.
there and then I was like, oh, that's from 2020. And then.
Yeah, and I believe that it's now available. Like, you can just stream it on Prime. I don't think you have to pay for it. So
Oh,
you guys can stream this one, which is called Lean In. I believe you do have to buy it, but it's not super expensive, or rent it.
yeah.
And then you can stream her first one, Disgraced Queen. You can listen to her podcast called The Toast, which, like I said in the beginning, is available on all of the networks, anywhere podcasts can be found. And yeah, we'll see you at the 5K, Claudia. Can't wait. That'll be fun.
Thank you all so much, imaginary friends, for being along on this ride with us. We appreciate you so much. Please follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify. Give us a rating, subscribe, leave a comment, let us know who you'd like to follow, and TTYL!
Bye.